You're listening to Issues and Ideas on Public Radio KCBX. I'm Jordan Bell. There's an art project currently on display on the Central Coast that aims to show what it's like to live in an expensive area on an extremely limited budget. A number of families considered to be living in financial stress in San Luis Obispo County were given cameras to document their day-to-day experiences for nearly a year. The result is a project called My Life Lens. Joining us today are two members from San Luis Obispo County's Department of Social Services who helped launch the project, Director Lee Collins and Project Leader Roberta Mangini. Welcome to Issues and Ideas.
Thank you.
So what was the impetus behind this project?
Actually, we were inspired by a similar project that was sponsored by Hunger Free Colorado in Denver. That project, called Hunger Through My Lens, sought to do the same kinds of things that we did, which was to provide inexpensive digital cameras to participants and ask them to document their lives. Now, again, their focus was on hunger and issues related to that, and we took a somewhat broader approach. But we had the same goals in mind as I believe they did.
Mm-hmm. And for what I understand about that project is they were only focusing on women, too. And with this project, you are focusing on both men and women in the county, correct?
Yes. As it turned out, there was only one man who participated. And that is representative, really, of the social services caseload that is much more likely to have single women with their children.
Okay.
So it's not a surprise that of all the participants, only one was a man.
Okay. Now, who gets selected to be part of this project? Was it on a volunteer basis? How does that work?
The participants applied through a paper application. Flyers were put out so that they would know about the project. And then as they came into various offices and public places in the South County, they showed their interest by filling out the application and sending it in to us. Then we interviewed the applicants and explained to them what their responsibilities would be and what the project was about. And we wound up with probably about 18 applicants. And then in the end, 8 final participants who saw the whole process through to completion.
So can you talk a bit about the responsibilities and the parameters of the project? What did you want from them to showcase in their art?
We wanted them to decide that. Mm-hmm. And it was a bit difficult to draw their thoughts out and translate that to photography. We had 5 workshops, and we had a consultant, a photography consultant. We had a facilitator, and we talked a lot about their lives, what was important for them, for the community to know about their struggles. And one overriding theme that came out was family, pain and struggle, and resilience. And it seemed to be a thread through all of their photographs and the words that they wrote. And I might say that the words that they wrote to accompany the photos were just as powerful as the photos themselves.
And this really was the idea of the project, is to provide voice to those who are not typically heard in our community or in our society. You know, these are primarily women, of course, low income, who tend to be demonized in the media and by others, dehumanized in terms of suggestions about why they have found themselves in a life of poverty. And part of the goal of our project, of My Life Lens, was to give them the kind of voice that would serve to balance the negative kinds of things that are said about poor people. And they, as Roberta indicated, I think were hesitant at first because they weren't used to the idea that anyone cared what they had to say. And we really do. And we wanted them to be able to express what their hopes are, what their dreams are, their challenges. And as Roberta said, this profound devotion to family came through loud and clear. The struggles that they have faced, the resilience that they've shown, they're remarkable stories told through these photographs and through their words, and they really deserve to be seen, and they really deserve to be heard.
Right. Looking through some of the photos, I noticed there are a lot of pictures of children and perhaps in some cases grandchildren, and a lot of photos of people spending time outdoors in nature, and then accompanying words with those pictures. I was wondering about the workshops that the participants joined in. They worked collaboratively to find their photographic voice. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. We would work in groups, and then we would provide one-on-one help for people who needed guidance. We have one participant that comes to mind, Fayreen. And if you look at her photographs, they're all about eyes. And we tried to get her to talk about and show something other than eyes. But as we grew to know her, she was saying more and showing more than just eyes. And I think the caption that goes with her photographs is, "We all need protection." And, you know, if you think about that, it's very powerful. And so in the workshops, we taught them how to tell their story. We taught them how to take photographs and to think about a message that they were trying to portray. And then we took the photographs and winnowed them down with them. Okay, what are your best 10? Which 10 do you like the best? And then we did quite a bit of work behind the scenes to select the ones that would finally make it into the display. And it was totally a group process and totally one which we wanted the participants to lead. We were there to assist, and we tried to do that for them.
Yeah.
And you're right about some of the photos or so many of them being outdoors, and I think one of the participants tells the story. She includes photographs of her children looking at other children playing Little League, separated by a fence. And she points out that uniforms are expensive. And then there's a photograph of children on the beach, and she says, "The beach is free."
If you're just joining us on Issues and Ideas, our guests today are Lee Collins and Roberta Mangini, both with San Luis Obispo County Department of Social Services. They've recently helped launch a project in the county where families and individuals living in financial stress document their lives through photography. It's called My Life Lens. So one of the things I found interesting on perusing the website, under the purpose of the project, it says, instead of using statistics and charts, the project team reached out to members of the community and asked them to share their stories. Can you talk a bit about the value of having photos instead of statistics and charts?
Well, you know, the easiest answer is the cliched one, to say a picture is worth 1,000 words. But we can tell our story in our community with statistics. We can talk about the percentage of children who live in poverty, and we can compare that to other areas of the state. We can talk about pockets of poverty within our community and how some areas or some cities are more affected than others. But that dehumanizes the participants themselves and these individuals living in our community and facing those challenges. And so statistics are important, and they help drive resources and they help drive opinion. But there is nothing like an individual story that helps people to understand the challenges that folks face. And the other issue is one that I mentioned earlier, which is giving voice to those who are used to having their stories told by others, typically inaccurately.
Now, can you talk a bit about perhaps, I don't know if this is the case with everyone, but did you see some sort of evolution with participants and what they gained from this experience?
We talked a lot about advocacy, and not all the participants were headed in that direction. There were a few, and there are still a few that are focused on getting this out in a to a broader audience rather than just having it a personal experience, which helped enrich them for about a year. I think it was about a year that we had them engaged in the project, and we're still in contact with them. But they did evolve, and as I said before, it took a while to draw them out, and it took them a while to understand. We aren't talking about pictures of your Christmas tree. We're talking about what does the Christmas tree represent to you. Maybe there was a tree with nothing under it. You know, things like that, or an undecorated tree. So we had to talk about imagery and getting them to see that the photograph was supposed to tell a story.
Now, do you plan on doing another art project like this, or is this going to be a one-time thing?
I don't want it to be a one-time thing. You know, we invested time in this process with the idea of trying to see what the results would be. We're not as big as Denver. We know we didn't have the resources that the Denver Hunger Project might have been able to invest in this. So we started small. We started with only one portion of our community. We didn't want transportation to be an issue that kept folks from Napomo versus Cayucas, or, you know, from being able to attend in a single place. So we selected South County. We said, let's call this a pilot project and see what happens. I'm impressed by the results. I'm impressed by the participants who really devoted a great deal of time and heart to this, and I would like to see it done again, and I expect it will be.
Can you talk about the art display? Where can people find it, and when?
Sure. It's on display at the Napomo Library until March 8th.
So since these projects have been on display and available to the public, what sort of reactions have you had?
The reactions that I've received are all positive. We are partners with the library in this, in that they graciously agree to house the display and help us move it around the county. And so we get some feedback from the community via the library staff. And they overhear the comments of, wow, this is a great project, and I didn't know this existed, and that was really neat. That's what I'm hearing. I haven't heard anything negative.
And will these photos somehow be used in any sort of report as a variable instead of statistics and data?
Our goal is being met, which is to say that for those who participated and for those who may be in a similar circumstance but did not participate, they're able to see their concerns and their lives being given voice. For those who are not in the same kind of socioeconomic situation, there's a little more, there's just, if only incremental, a little more understanding, a little more sensitivity about the issues that real people face in a real economy. And to the extent that occurs, and as Roberta described, the kinds of positive comments that are being spoken, we've met our goal. That's what we wanted. It wasn't our goals weren't terribly lofty, you could say. If we can change a few views that may have been born of mythology, that may have been influenced by those who would seek to demonize poor people by ascribing certain character traits or something that simply are not true, we've accomplished our goal. We're pleased with the results.
Of all the photos that represented parts of the participants' lives, was there any photo that seemed to stand out?
There's one photograph that for me stands out above the others. And this is a view of a child in a swing. And the angle of the camera shows her as though she's ascending into the sky.
Oh, which is the cover photo on the website, yes.
And every one of us probably spent time on a swing set as a child, and we all remember that feeling as you were coming up and you could see the sky in front of you and imagining just that sense of flight and wonder. And if we can keep that for the children in these families as they grow older, then we think we've done our job.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us on Issues and Ideas today.
Thank you for having us.
Lee Collins and Roberta Mangini helped launch a project in the county where families and individuals living in financial stress documented their lives through photography for nearly a year. It's called My Life Lens. You can find information about the project at slomylifelens.com. And for Issues and Ideas, I'm Jordan Bell.